Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Okay, well, we're back with Victor Perez, and Victor, we're explaining this is the second kind of venture capital, private equity business that you were into, and it was Panassus, right? It was called
Panassus,
and it was a Carnegie Mellon kind of stepchild spinoff. And you decided to take the job, and this is San Francisco. What were the challenges that you knew, and what were the challenges you found, and how did you overcome those? And if not, what happened?
Okay. Well, first, you know, Panassus, as I said before, was a well-funded company, but really was a spin-off of Carnegie Mellon. The reason why the company ended in California was because this big moguls, VC, say, we put the money, but the company has to be relocated to Silicon Valley.
Right.
So that's how Panassus moved to Silicon Valley, because the people funding the company, which they put about $100 million by the time I got there, wanted the company to be close to them.
Right.
So the biggest issues, there were two issues. The first one was, let me start with the positive one. This was a new disruptive technology that will produce an incredible performance that nobody else can match. So in other words, you can move data and analyze data in a very, very fast way, approximately 10 times faster than what anything that was available. So this technology was embraced by big companies, but they were really big. For example, when I joined there, they only have four customers. The product was gonna be just launched, and was Los Alamos Laboratory out of New Mexico. You know, that is the big Department of Energy lab, you know, where they do all the atomic bombs and all that. So they needed something fast, and that's why Panassus was selected. You also have Disney at that time was doing their first movie rendering operation, and they needed something fast to be able to do the movie. So Panassus was an ideal product because it provided unprecedented performance. The problem with that was not very reliable. So one of the big challenges was, how am I going to make this fantastic technology and be able to make it reliable? It's like you having a high definition TV that only works 1 hour a day. So that was the kind of problem that we were experiencing. The second problem was, so there's not many Los Alamos in the world. You know, there's one in Russia, you know, that is at the same level of Los Alamos in the US. So Disney, there's only one Disney. So these are big, big companies that require, so the intention was to find markets to be able to take this technology where it could be, deployed. And so I did a lot of marketing research, and I came basically with different markets, like the oil and gas, which was a terrific market for us, because you know, all these people that are doing exploration need to analyze all these soils and to be able to find oil. To give you an example of the kind of benefit that we bring to this type of companies doing oil research, we used to, before Panassus, you know, you will have to drill 10 times to find one oil well. With Panassus, you know, you only need to do that 3 times, because you were able to analyze more data and so on. So the value that we bring, money was not an object. So and that's what I did, you know. That gave me a complete different experience. I spent a lot of time on the Middle East, in Saudi Arabia, Qatar, you know, because our customers were the oil producers. And who were the oil producers? Most of them are foreign. You know, so I spent a lot of time in the Middle East, and was an interesting, from the personal point of view, be exposed to that time of type of culture.
Right, and you're able to put the quality together for the product, so it has the consistency that, and there was you had a little bit of change in the culture of the company.
That's right,
because the people were kind of had a different way of thinking.
Well, the problem that you have is, you know, Panassus, as I said before, was a highly technical. For example, we had about 60 engineers, 30 of them had PhDs. So these are people that were much, much brighter than I was, but they didn't have the customer experience that said, you know what, if that TV, it doesn't matter how good I can see, if I cannot see it through the whole program, I don't want it. But they were fascinated. I can see, you know, that TV so clear.
It's 3D.
That's right. That's right. So that was part of the problem. The problem was the culture of you know, I don't need more advanced. What I need now is what we have, that it worked for an extended period of time. So, you know, I bring a lot of technical people that I knew from Storage Tech, and we knew how to mature a product. And I didn't need it PhDs. I just needed people that have common sense that say, this thing needs to work. Doesn't matter what we need to do to make it work.
And the development of the product, you end up selling this thing? What were you? Because you're now in a third venture.
That's right.
So basically, out of that venture, what happened?
Well, basically, I grew the company from zero in revenue in about 3 years to $40 million in revenue a year with about 115 customers, you know, which was pretty good. The problem was that in order to grow this technology further, you know, in my opinion, we had to make a change on the strategy. And basically, the strategy that I proposed was that we partner with another company that would have the enterprise, to give you an idea, the high performance computing market was about $1 billion. The commercial market is about $30 billion. So, I had a disagreement with the mayor owner, which is one of these VCs, because, you know, we have different objectives, and that's when I left the company.
So, you still have interest or?
Oh yes. I believe, as I mentioned before, there's not a technology that is similar to that. So I still have a significant ownership in the company. And that's going to be my big win, because I believe, you know, eventually they will do an IPO and that will be a very, very successful.
But based on your differences, you think it's going to be slower, not as...
That's right. It's going to take... Well, you know, I'm getting older.
Is it fair to say this was like an IBM idea that you had somebody didn't want to do?
That's right.
If Storage, you said, I have this idea to go with IBM.
That's right.
And they said, no, I'm not going to negotiate with the devil. There's a good, great book I've just read. It's called Negotiating with the Devil. And, you know, so that those kinds of things...
In this type of the BC world, the biggest issue that you have is time to market and time to realize this investment. And, you know, this company has been going on for 10 years, and I wanted to accelerate that. But it was a big change in strategy. And changes in strategy have the associated risk. So they didn't think that the risk was adequate, and I think that was the way to do it.
So they're going slower, and they may get there. But
no, yeah, and I think now they're beginning to switch to where I wanted to take the company.
Okay, so you leave because of that reason, and again, I guess we agree to disagree.
Yeah,
you agree to disagree, and you move on, and you know, your friends, and that's the
absolutely. I am the major common shareholder of the company.
So
and by the way, you know, I want them to be successful.
Yeah, sure. No, you still have a high stake. Okay, so you move from there, and what's the next thing? You move out.
That was an interesting. You know, I was in.
Were you looking for something else, or you weren't?
No, I was in California, and I got this call from another local VC, because one of the things that...
I, for the listeners, when he says VC, that's a venture capitalist.
Yes.
For the California Silicon Valley, everybody knows what a VC is, but maybe some of my listeners. It's a venture capitalist, which is the funding that takes place in these high-tech industries, and they provide the capital, the funding, and they expect, a 3-4 time return over a 5-year, 8-year period.
Depend on the time, it'd be between 3 and 7 times.
And they're willing to put 10 ventures together, and hopefully two will be mediocre, two will be winners, and
normally
five will
the
be
ratio
gone.
Is 7-1. They will invest in 7 companies, and they expect that one of them is going to be very successful.
Right.
So they are willing to take losses in the other 6.
But I imagine that it's out of those 6, 2 will be mediocre.
Yes.
I mean, they won't be losses, but they just didn't work out, and then there'll be some 4 or 5 dogs that just don't get off the ground at all.
Well, if you look at Silicon Valley, it's very interesting, because the ecosystem, you know, they have the university, they have the innovation, they have the capital, and they have the human connection. So, you know, there you move pretty fast, and that's why Silicon Valley is Silicon Valley, where you know, you get all this phenomenal startup because you have all that ecosystem that support a new company.
And it's the legal, it's the high venture capitalists, they collaborate together, they work together.
If you need help, you can call anyone, you know. So you are there. Everybody that lives in that environment is trying to change the world. You know, it's trying to make new things, disruptive things. So everybody, there's a lot of curiosity for this company, because if you don't have something that is different, you know, you won't have a company. So, you know, that's where you have the Google, the Facebook, you know, the Apple, and, you know, those are the kind of entrepreneurship that is developed in the Silicon Valley that is supported with a big ecosystem.
Okay. So I interrupted you. You were saying, you know, there was a new venture capitalist that you knew called you in.
Called me and said, you know,
I have a challenge for you.
I have a challenge.
I imagine that's the word they use.
Yeah. And I say, okay. And then he's playing the company, but the thing he didn't tell me was where the company was located.
Right.
So, you know, I go, okay, so I'm going to have lunch with him. Do I want to have lunch with him? And then he talked about the company, but also at that time he tells me.
The lunch was in California.
No, so the business is in California, but the company is in Utah.
No, right. But the lunch was in California. So you're assuming everything
is going to be next to my house and blah, blah. And they say, no, it's in Utah. I say, well, the only thing I know about Utah is about the ski resorts, you know, in Salt Lake City, and also about the Mormon, and also about the show on TV, you know, the one that have many wives. So I said, okay. So, but anyhow, he convinced me to go and take a look to the company, and I went to Utah, and I was highly impressed. But there the challenge was that the business that we had at that time was not that disruptive. So in order for group, and I could grow that business from maybe about 2 million to about 10 million, but that was not what I was looking. You know, in California, you know, you need to talk about 100 million or more, otherwise you are nothing.
Right.
So, you know, that was the big challenge. And finally, you know, I took the job as a consultant first. I said, you know, I am the man. If we can build this to 100 million, if this only can be 10 million, I am the wrong person because this is too small for me. So I went there and I found out that yes, we can build this new company, and now I'm working there. I still live in California. I go there every other week because, you know, I'm taking advantage of the environment of the Silicon Valley to be able to help the company to move faster, and eventually we will relocate the company to Silicon Valley.
So, of course, the skiing is pretty good.
Oh, it's excellent. So it's awesome.
There are always some positive things. And in terms of what you found in Salt Lake City, because I know they've tried to make a high-tech development in there in a corridor like, you know, Boston has tried to do and the Silicon Valley. None of them have achieved like Silicon Valley, but it's Salt Lake City, Utah area.
You have some successful company, but the rate is not as successful in Silicon Valley because that ecosystem and also the ambition of the people. You know, California is very expensive, so either you are successful or you cannot live in California. So you know, you have a high bar to overcome. So people work very hard, and people, you know, and some of them, you know, you make some trade-off versus in Utah and other places where, you know, the ambient is more calm. And you know, take longer to do things.
So you're in the midst of this. I mean, you've got your strategic plan going forward.
Mm-hmm.
You're running the company.
That's right.
You're not CEO of the company.
Yes,
you're taking, I guess, like before, you're taking a lower compensation.
Yes.
Your up. The upside would be based on
stock.
Achieving the
you're,
stock.
You're going for the stock. Even though the market is terrible, that's where you want the upside. Right.
So you're on there. We're going to take a break, and I'm going to come back, and I want to talk the possibility of bringing this kind of financing and this kind of idea of ecosystem to Puerto Rico, and some of the things you're doing outside the business, mm-hmm. you know, mentoring and all.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be right back.